my question to you, I guess, is the word socialist. I want to get right to this because I want to help your campaign. I want to see you get the nomination. I want to see you do this. We have to teach Americans what this is.
We do.
And I don't know if we're doing that yet.
Okay.
I don't think most Americans realize they're already socialists.
In certain respects. Okay. Let's start off with what it is not what we want to change. We want to deal with the grotesque level of income and wealth inequality in America. Very few people think it is acceptable or moral that the top one-tenth of 1% owns almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%.
Socialism is the programs they already like. They like Social Security. That's socialism.
But here's,
they like Medicare. They like the VA. They like
right.
the military.
No, that's exactly
that's,
right.
It's
but,
already a socialist country.
But what we have to... No, it's not a socialist country.
It's quasi.
Quasi. There are some socialist programs. But what we have got to do is remind fellow Americans that every other major country on Earth guarantees health care to all people as a right, and they do it more cost-effectively than we do.
But I don't know if we're still undemonizing this word socialism. This is my big thing tonight, to get you to undemonize this word. They hear socialist, they think herpes, Bernie. We have to get
right, but
this...
But then what we do is we have to make the movement, if you like, to correlate what we're talking about. Because on every one of the major issues I am talking about, the American people agree. Do the American people agree that public colleges and universities should be tuition free, as right. they are in many other countries?
Right.
Do the American people believe that the largest corporations and the wealthiest people, who today are doing phenomenally well while the middle class shrinks, do people believe they should be asked to pay more in taxes? The American people say yes.
Okay. But...
And the question is, Bill, you tell me. Why is it that every other major country on Earth,
I will tell you why. Yeah. Because they control both ends of it. If you're saying that the government is going to pick up the tab, but not make the insurance companies, the hospitals, and the doctors not gouge people,
right.
then we are going to break the budget. It has to work both ways.
Exactly.
And okay, so then
here's an example. Here's an example.
So you're going to make the hospitals do that?
The United States is the only major country on Earth that allows private insurance companies to make huge profits in the healthcare system.
Right.
The function of healthcare should be to provide quality care to all people, not to make huge profits to the drug companies and insurance companies.
Okay, but you want to increase Social Security. You also want free college.
That's right. Well, stop on. We do. Not free college. Free public college.
Right.
Free tuition at public colleges and universities. You know how we pay for that? Through a tax on Wall Street speculation.
Okay. Child care?
Yep.
Child care?
Yes.
And single payer?
Now, single payer is more cost-effective than what we have right now. In terms of child care, in terms of rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure and creating millions of decent-paying jobs, we do away with these huge tax loopholes that corporations and the wealthy enjoy.
So you're saying we can pay for all this without raising taxes on anybody but the 1%?
May have to go down a little bit lower than that, but not much lower.